Okay. Welcome everyone to the blessings today on the 25th of June, the beginning of summer, real summer, even though we've had lots of heat waves in North America. And to the rest of you in other parts of the world, enjoy what you have while you have it. You may not like it when it gets hot. So much love and many blessings, even ahead of the blessings, because they are always with us if we simply look for them. We are not going to have Nancy with us today, except in spirit. She and her husband, Gary, are traveling to Yellowstone to celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary. So we wish them, we congratulate them for the first thing and wish them many happy returns of this day, because it's a special achievement in today's world, and especially with the wonderful family and grandfamily and connected families they have generated and created. They are great family creators and nurturers and blessers. And we are blessed to have Nancy whenever we can. So today, you've got me, you've got Yeshua, and you've got the whole rest of our wonderful, loving congregation that has so many positive thoughts and blessings to offer you. So, well, let's just get started. I'm gonna see who was on here first. Looks like it was Stormy. Hello, Stormy.
Hello, Linda. I really want to give thanks for fulfilling one of my visions that I've had, and it was about blessing the doctor who did the surgery on my leg. She had one of those ancient faces that you could see a thousand ancestors on her faces, Native American kind of face. But I let her know that my Native American, who was a medicine man who helps me in his last lifetime, helped me unfold my healing gift, I asked if he would be with her, and I let her know that he was with her, and oh, it just lit her up, Glenda. She really appreciated that he was with her while she but that's all part of one of my dreams that I've had thousands of, and being in the right place, the right time, to fulfill a connection between me and her, blessing her, and yeah, I give thanks that I'm able to live a life of service this way.
That is such a great example, Stormy. And we can all learn a lot from that because, you know, what my dream is that we will learn to receive blessings and convey blessings. And whether or not a person receives direct training to be a blessing giver in our community, you are a blessing giver by being part of the grand whole of humanity. Whenever you have a connection with God, you can pass it on. Or angelic blessing. And most especially, Holy Spirit blessing, because that is the most fluid form of blessing that just moves in and through everyone in our community. So thanks for starting off that way for me. We really,
yes,
really
appreciate
I'll
add
you.
To this too, Glenda, that years ago, God tells me, you know, he calls me Ben by my given name. I don't have time for you to be depressed. You can have 1 minute, that's it. Now, go and bless my people. And if you do not know you are a blessing, Ben, I will bless you 1,000 times over until you are a blessing. Now go out and bless my people.
Awesome.
That's
I love
that.
That
I was given a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
okay. Well, we talk around to everyone here. Yeah.
Yes. It's the littlest ways. Nothing,
doesn't have to be anything grand. It can just be the simplest things.
Oh, yes. It can be something as simple as, look, you can do it. Have confidence in yourself. Phew, that's easy.
I can write my music, or I can just be a part of society.
Yeah, that's right. Be the blessing that God created you to be. It's a little bit like be the love you are. And that is the greatest blessing you can offer. Well, you and I can talk on and on, but we passed your message on to the community, and I think I better take a few more calls. Okay?
Good, good.
All right. Well, have a wonderful day. And let's see who gets picked out of the queue next. It looks like we have Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I just have a blessing request for myself. It's my birthday tomorrow, and Yeshua and some other people have made me aware. I've always been very sad around my birthday, and I've never understood why when it's supposed to be a joyful time. But it's come to my attention and my awareness that I had a very traumatic birth. And it nearly killed my mother. And this has been with me in the cells of my body all my life. And it's all just up now for release. And I just want a blessing for Yeshua to help me just release. I'm out at the beach now with the water. And I just want to ask for forgiveness for all the resentment I've held against my mother in so many different things, anger about my birth, so much that we hold in ourselves trauma that we're not even aware of sometimes. And this has just all come up for me today. And it's just the best birthday present I could have because I need to release it now and bless my mother and send her and just dissolve everything karmically and everything between us into dissolve it into love and light and send it off. And so I can just move forward and be exactly what Stormy was talking about. And I just be a blessing just walking around the street, smiling at people, whatever we do. I want to grow in my consciousness, in my wisdom, in my awareness of my spirit and soul and what I'm to do daily on the planet, and I feel that this was a massive block for me, and it's come up, and here it is, and I'm just releasing it now, and I just ask for a blessing to help it all just get washed away in love and light, so I can be the best I can be in the new year coming. I feel like I'm having some sort of rebirth here. It's like a very profound thing, and thank you so much for being here and helping me to get to this point where I understand what's been going on all these years, and now it's time to let it go. Let the story
Absolutely.
Go and just be in love and light. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you, God, for caring for your child in this loving and tender way. Let it be done.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda.
Oh, thank you so much for loving us enough to share your truth with. And
you're my family. I mean, and
we are.
We're all so connected.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We love you, and we're there washing your feet with the surf right now.
Thank you, Glenda. And bless my mother, too. Yeah. And wherever she is now, that all this resentment I've misguidedly had against her, I love her dearly, and I just want her to be in love and light wherever her soul is right now, so we can both holding hands together in love, and all this is healed.
Yes.
All healed.
And we bless her.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day at the beach, Elizabeth.
I am. Thank you, Tanya.
And let it be your heaven today.
It is. And thank the community for all, for just everyone being there.
Okay, we are here for you. All right, holding your hand. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Glenda. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And we'll see who comes up. Well, it looks like it's Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hello. Yes, and happy anniversary to Nancy. Happy birthday to Elizabeth. Blessings to everybody. What I'd like to ask a big blessing for today is for my dear friend Tina Leah and Hawaii Unites. This is the organization that's trying to have legal action against these mosquitoes, these lab red mosquitoes being released on Maui, and they're already doing some of that, but without letting anybody know about where it's happening, and there's virtually no transparency there. Her organization desperately needs funding for the legal action, and so I'm asking for blessings for Jeshua for success in that, and that they manage to stop this pretty damaging project, which could affect life, all insect and arthropod life on Maui, and cause all kinds of unknown nasty consequences and potential diseases to affect humans, as well as even the birds and the birds that this project is supposed to save. It's one of these Pandora box project that looks like it could cause far worse consequences than what it's supposedly fixing. So that's all I'm asking for today. Blessings for Hawaii Unites, and blessings to have the money come from wherever to fund the legal action that's going to be necessary to stop this thing happening.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in so many ways, not just this, but I can think of countless projects, countless programs that had negative impacts on our world. Whenever we put our plans above God's plans, it's always opening Pandora's box. And we unleash consequences that we may have to deal with for decades, until divine order implemented into perfect creation. And remember, if you care, anyone, if you care anytime soon, to review the book of Genesis. After every act of creation, God said, and it is good. Meaning, there's nothing to fix. Now, yes, we can fix the things we put into it, such as trash, toxins, creations that are artificial from human engineering. So, yeah, I think we better do some cleanup on that, and we need to fix a few things. But we don't need to fix God's creation. It has fixability within it. And there's a reason for everything. Everything is a reason. So we don't know what it is, but we think we should know when we get to the point of thinking that we are God. So a lot of people are acting and thinking like that these days, which is a shame. But we pray for them, and we offer blessings that the greatest blessing they could receive is the gift of being human, because humans were created to be children of the divine. And there's no better blessing. You know, if we try to be God, we'll fail. If we accept our gift to be children of God, we will be uplifted to the highest. So it's something to think about, especially in the climate of the world conflicts that we are all witnessing right now. And we pray that they will settle out into a higher truth. So, Carolyn, all your projects have our blessing, because it all needs to be resolved and lifted to a higher plane. So things just simply work. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. God bless you. We love
and God
you.
Bless everybody on the call, and God bless the Hawaiian Islands and the Aina here, to so that it manages to go back to the natural state it's supposed to be in.
Absolutely. Well, it's one of the most beautiful natural states on this planet. It's like the crown jewel. So
yeah. So why would they be trying to ruin paradise? I suppose it's because it's a small island, and if they can get away with it here, they'll start doing it in all kinds of other places. And the only way you can fight this is with money. At least in the on a physical plane, you can only fight it with money. But I really would love Jeshua to help.
Let's go back to God and Jeshua. We don't want to bring Pfizer in here. We don't want to go down to where you went. Okay, let's keep it up where it belongs. Okay, because that's where the blessings come from. All right.
Right.
And even though we occasionally need to expose some of the realities of the world, we certainly don't dwell on them because it just gives them power.
Right.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. You have to always look from a higher level to find the solution down below. You're absolutely right there.
Absolutely. Okay. Now let's see who's next. All right. It's Nancy.
Hey. blessings day for the squirrel that made it to my place and the hummingbirds that have come back. I'm going to be doing some changes, this month, week, whatever. Anyway, here, I'm going to go back to, I'm going to change doctors and change, phone carriers and changing my garden tub to a walk-in shower. So please, God, be with me as I try to get rid of all the things that no longer, I gotta clean the shower. Get rid of all the things that no longer serve me. And thank you for all the wonderful things that have been showing up. The spider that made this beautiful, glorious web by my porch. And, of course, and the squirrel and the hummingbirds have come back, and the birds that have come back, and the flowers that are blooming. And please be with us as we go through next week's heat wave. And for the people that are transitioning out of, without their planning, for when they lost their houses and now they get to transition to better things, to better housing and better things. And to my neighbors who have just lost their dog, she's from Hawaii, and she's, as usual, she says, "Well, I have time now to go to the Y and work out." So I have a new workout partner. And just help us with the transitions and the changes, and may they be fluid. Thank you.
Yes.
Linda.
All right.
And thank you all, whole community.
Yeah,
thank you.
We're glad to hear from you, and we love you. Thank you, Nancy, and may all the changes bring you blessing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye.
And now, let's see. Who do we have? We have Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Glenda. Great to hear your voice today, and happy birthday to Elizabeth. I loved her sharing today and their openness to receive. Really just want to send out blessings to Elizabeth at this time. Also just wanted to, again, I just feel like there's so much to celebrate. Maybe it's partly because I'm done with school after so long that I just really feel like my spiritual life was more, it's always there, but it's more centered right now as I have more space and time, and just want to acknowledge this amazing journey that we're on. It's not just receiving a blessing on Sunday, right? And you say this every time. It's like planting seeds, and you never know when they're going to sprout. And I just feel really fascinated, Glenda, by what I see happening, how I feel Yeshua and God and the Holy Spirit are so skillful and amazing the way that they guide the process of my development, I would say. And it's almost like his love is living inside of me and through me almost like being able to see things and forgive in ways that I couldn't humanly have done myself. And it's very interesting. On one hand, I feel sometimes like his love is changing me to become more like him in a way, like to be able to see others with more forgiveness. And then at the same time, I feel like he's also helping me to see what you talk about, the love that I am. So it's almost like sometimes he and spirit and God sort of recede into the distance, and part of my personality goes, where did you go? And then we want you to know that you are that love. And mm-hmm. So I've been having these amazing experiences of this path, and I'm just so grateful. I just wanted to share that, and I also wanted to ask you if you have anything to say about the connection between this experience of discovering the love that we are and the idea of self-realization from the Eastern traditions. Is there a similarity there? Because I don't know, it's different, but it feels like there must be some similarity. And I wanted to see if you had anything to say about that.
I think it's identical. It's just being expressed from different components of awareness. Self-realization is more in the realm of thought and enlightenment. And the love that you are is more in the realm of sustainability. That which you are, that you will always be, and you don't even have to understand it, because it's a fraction of God, whom we will never fully understand, and yet it is our union with God. It's our eternal sustainability, our eternal power, our eternal ability to have authority in life and within creation. Whereas self-realization is more like self-audit. You're doing a thorough check of self to make sure no negative motivation, only highest purposes, what have you done best in life, what do you need to repair in life. It's like a thorough, complete audit of your awareness and understanding. Make sense?
Yeah.
So, it's a little more cerebral, and it's good. It's good, but nothing is better than really embracing the love that you are, because that's something you don't have to understand. You don't have to analyze. You don't have to justify or explain. And it is that which is sustainable for you from birth to death. And you don't need a PhD degree. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. And that would be my blessing. My request for the blessing is just for everyone in our community, everyone hearing this call, everyone that we're praying for today, that we all experience the love that we are, and that we can really cherish, I mean, never take for granted the immensity of what we are receiving in receiving the blessing, that to really deeply receive it into our being. And I pray that in a blessing that we can all feel very clearly are in our own way, the way that those seeds that have been planted in the blessing are coming to fruition in our lives, in the realization of the love that we are.
And they will. Will. Christopher, are we basically done with our discussion, because I'll take this off into a presentation right now?
Absolutely, Glenda, thank you.
Okay, great. Well, what Christopher brought to mind for me is something I think is critically important, essentially, fundamentally of value that we all need to know, love, and embrace. And that is, Yeshua came for everybody. And I would say most especially the underdog, people that nobody else cared about, people that were not even allowed into the temple. He was asked, well, are you here for the priest? And he said, they don't need me, basically. I mean, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the Bible open right in front of me right now. But basically, they don't need me. I didn't come for them. Okay. Now, that being said, when he died on the cross, he died beside a man who was a thief. And when the man said, I recognize you for who you are, Yeshua said to him, and you will be with me in paradise. And there were no steps of spiritual perfection that that man had to go through. He didn't have to go through this step and that step and climb the ladder and first be a this and then a priest and then, no. He went straight from being a thief crucified on the cross to being in heaven with Lord of Life. Okay. There were no steps to go through. One of the things that we can appreciate so deeply about Yeshua's life, his message, his presence, is that it belongs to all of us. In so many other teachings of the world, I would say especially some from the Middle East, certainly those that were in Egypt, and the Buddhist teachings as well. There is a certain hierarchy of practice, if only a hierarchy of self-denial, purging, prayer, feeding the poor. There are rituals that allow a hierarchy to exist as a ladder toward heaven. There's none of that in the teachings of Yeshua. And so, for those teachings, that come from certain other religions, I think they can bring great results for those who are willing to climb that ladder. But unfortunately, that luxury is not available to everybody. Some people are suffering their whole life. Some people are on the edge of starvation their whole life. They don't have the luxury of climbing a ladder. And Yeshua extends his love to everyone, but not just his love. He awakens the love in everyone, because then you become the source for that which he has already given you. And this is what we're bringing into our understanding in the blessing, Sundays and in the blessing conference, that God created you to be a person with the essence of perfection already in you, planted in you in birth. And all it takes is a change of heart, a change of mind, an acceptance of rebirth from the Holy Spirit, which can be accomplished with prayer, love, understanding. It can be instant. It could come to children. It could come to people on their deathbed. It could come to someone in prison who's committed heinous crimes. But when this comes, everything is made new. And everything that was wrong is washed away. This is the fundamental essence of love, is who you are and why it's important to differentiate it from what you do or what you have done. Because in my experience on this earth, there are no perfect people from the perspective of what's been done. Behavior, mistakes, things said, things done, shortcomings, neglect, you name it. The whole human menu could be put on that list. And there's not a single thing that can't be washed away, because the doings of love or the doings of not love are unimportant compared to the being of love. And this is what happens in repentance. You return to the being of love that you are, and that is turning back away from the world into God. That's all it is. And sometimes it's necessary for people to confess their sins in order to be clear of them. For others, it's not. I mean, let's look again at the man on the cross. One of his sins were pretty obvious. The fact that he was on the cross, being killed as a thief, he didn't need to line up his sins. All he had to do was consult that place in him that could recognize who Yeshua was. You see, this is the miracle right there. Right there. That place in you that is the love you are is what recognizes it in other people. And when you do, you'd be surprised how you can actually literally stop an argument, stop a fight. But until a person sees that, they're going to be defensive about their own actions. And that's what causes fights. People know they know they stepped on the cracks of life. Okay, they know it. But they don't want you to know it. And they'll be very defensive about it. And if it looks like you kind of spotted something, they'll start looking for flaws in you. Okay? Pretty soon, they've got an argument going. And it's all because nobody spotted the truth, which is these actions really don't matter. They're irrelevant compared to the power God gave you to be all that you are. And that's what Yeshua came for, is to demonstrate to us who we really are and that we can claim that inheritance and be it, acting through our lives. And in my experience, this is really the core essence of faith, is our connection with God. And in faith, connected with God, it doesn't take too much experience of fulfillment to begin recognizing that it all started with something inside us that could actually reach for God. And the reaching is what brings about the miracle. And many people have asked me a question that I'll use to build on just what I was saying. They would say, when God knows everything we need, why doesn't he fix it without us having to ask for it? Well, yes, he does know everything you need. But the thing is, your needs, even your needs can be washed away if you simply reach for him. That's the key. You've got to ask because the asking is reaching for God. And in reaching for God, you activate this core power that is in you. And then one-on-one, your faith, God's power, your faith, redemption of the Holy Spirit, your faith, love of Christ, all done. It's the reaching that matters. And I found I don't have to do it with words. You know, I don't itemize the list of all the things I need because, like I said, God already knows all of that. But I reach with all my heart. Like, oh God, I need you. I need you now. I need to be with you. I'm unsure about anything I need to be or do or have in my life. All I need is you. With you, I will make the right choices. With you, I will make the right decisions. You are what I need. And the prayer is done. The prayer is done. So, I really felt a calling to simplify what we're doing because our modern world gave birth to a lot of self-realization practices that we get into. And I tried a few of them out for maybe step one, two, or three, and then I just said, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to do this. Okay. And you might try it out a few yourself. Okay. That's there. I wanted to clarify, you don't need the baggage. You just need God. That's it. The world doesn't need the baggage. It doesn't need all the treaties that are probably, in many cases, going to be betrayed or at least broken. It needs God. But it's got to reach. It's not enough that we have religions. Religions do not provide the reach we need. When Yeshua was asked about this, he said, I have not come to restore the prophets and the wisdom of the scriptures. This is not what I came for. You got nothing to worry about, because they were afraid he was coming to preach a different message. And then they'd have to learn a different message and climb up to another ladder. This is not what I came for. I came for all that you need. All that you need. So, I think that's about all I need to say. That seems to be pretty much it, my friends. And then when we discover it in one another, oh, man, we could create heaven on earth, which is exactly what we were created to do. So we got a little ways to go, but you know, I am beginning to experience little microclimates of that, where people are loving one another, lifting each other up, seeing the best in each other. We've got one of those little microclimates right here every Sunday. We're together. When people come to the Blessing Conference, the room changes dimension. I mean, it's about 20 feet off the gravitational floor. And it's changed dimensions. There are some churches you could go to, and that happens. It just does. There are some other venues we go to. Could be music, could be art. I remember, days long, long ago, 1981, I was in New York City, and that's when the Metropolitan Museum housed the first complete exhibit of the French Impressionist masters. And, I went to see it every day that I was there. Well, maybe I missed a couple of days due to rain or something, but anyway, every day I was there, basically, I went to see it. Now, as you ascend the staircase up to, it looks like the Metropolitan Museum is, situated on a hilltop, kind of like, in Athens, you know, the Parthenon up on the hill. Well, the Metropolitan Museum has many staircases to ascend getting up to it. By the time I hit the third step, I was flying. I don't know if I ran or flew, but I got there and I was levitating. I would go in and check in, get my ticket, and go straight to where the exhibit was. The world ended for me when I walked in that door. That the energy of those paintings was a microclimate of heaven on earth. It was everything I wanted to experience in art, in beauty, in delight, in a transformed vision of how beautiful this earth is and can be. So, yes, there are little microclimates already appearing around our world. Seek them out and be in them. It could just be a little cafe where people gather because they're all of a positive heart, a positive mind, they share insights and stories, and you just feel great when you leave. Create some, enjoy some, and let's make these microclimates into the macroclimates of our world and the way it can be. So that is my blessing right now. And let's take another call, okay? We are going to be with Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Glenda. Aloha, beloved community. And I am so grateful to be a part of this microclimate. Thank you so much for that message. I almost didn't even need to ask for my blessing. It has already been received. But I will, affirmed. But I will ask, I have an important meeting on Tuesday with the HR department of my college where I'm asking them to continue to accommodate me for a medical reason to teach from home. So I just ask Yeshua to come with me in that meeting and to be with me. And even more importantly, that actually it's not even about the meeting. I ask for this blessing of faith and my divine plan that it is laid out for me and for all of us. I ask this for our brothers and sisters that we have faith in that divine plan, and there is nothing for me to worry about.
There is nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Just reach for God and walk with God. All will be given. Well, blessing, Sarah, and love for you in every way. All that you are, all you do, all you see.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much, beloved Glenda. I love you, and I love this community.
We love you too.
Okay.
Well, bye bye, Sarah. But we'll be here in spirit. So that's
okay.
Who comes up. All right. We are going to be talking with, let's see, we don't have a name here from area code.
Hi, Glenda.
It's Nancy. Nancy. Hello,
Nancy from Florida. I love you too. Hello, everybody, and have a wonderful Sunday. But in the last week, I was going to ask for a blessing, and I didn't because of the situation with the whole blessing call. But I said I would call this week to ask for it. So that's what I would like to do now. And this is, it's kind of a big blessing because it's about a cultural issue. And it came up for me last week in the preceding days because of something that actually happened. And it was that a religious denomination voted that churches whose spiritual leaders were women could no longer be members of the denomination. So I would I wanted to ask that the entire situation where that kind of gender bias and that view of spirituality being limited by gender be filled with God's grace, and that we all rise to a higher level of consciousness where we respect everybody as spiritual beings having a human experience, and respect the leadership and the love of all people, regardless of their gender. That's the blessing I wanted to ask, and I still would like to ask.
You have it, and that is something constantly in my prayers, Nancy. And knowing that is often, well, not often, it's actually rarely seen or spoken of, is that in the first century of Christianity, it would not have survived without the women. of the church. There wasn't really a church then. There was a movement, and it was called The Way. And it was led initially by the apostles or by others that were feeling called to leadership. And I'll backtrack on one step. There actually was a woman apostle. Now, I'm not just talking about follower. There is a woman apostle mentioned in the Bible.
I know.
She's actually, I mean, she and her were both apostles. She was a named apostle in the Bible. Well, in addition to that revelation, in the first century, it was not safe for the men to be congregating. Men did not cover their face. They did not cover their head. And they were known, and they were in the census. So whatever they did was pretty much known. And they could not spread the word of where there was going to be a next gathering. Well, the women took care of that, because they could travel the streets with their head covered, and they could connect and gather food and hide the food beneath their garments. They prepared meals where people could come together and celebrate, again, the Eucharist and tell stories of Yeshua and all the teachings. If it had not been for the network of women, it would not have been safe for the men to even get together. They would have all been slaughtered. And, I mean, there was an order to kill any Christian man. Kill them on sight. No judgment necessary. Okay. So we can thank the women of the first century that we have a church. And then as it became acclimated into different cultures where the pre-existing religious forms did not allow women to have a function in pre-existing religious forms. Well, women were asked to sit on the other side of the church or in the balcony or something of the sort. So it became a new unfortunate tradition. Now, in today's world, this simply doesn't make sense, does it, Nancy? I mean, it simply doesn't make sense. There's no explanation for it at all. But
it's a horrific limitation.
It's a horrific punishment for women.
It is.
Punishment.
It is.
But it's not just there. Let me take this up to just a little bit bigger level. A lot of people are very scared about what's going on in the world today. And with good reason, they're scared. They don't know how to deal with it. So the way they're dealing with it is they're stepping back 3 or 4 generations or 300 or 400 years to the way life used to be and trying to implement ways of life like it used to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing retrogression in many, many areas. And to some degree, that explains some of these retrogressive behaviors that are starting to occur. Back when women couldn't vote, for example. Women could not own property, for example. And that's in a very recent history. And it's not just that. It's racial. It's so many things. People are retrogressing back to a time in history when they felt like they weren't going to be blown apart. They're scared to death. And so let's bless each other for discovering the peace within ourselves, because I really fully believe that peace will bring the answers. There is no reason, no reason whatsoever to have so many of these insane ideas today that the answer is fear. This fear can cause us to do the most drastic thing that would be unthinkable before. And so let's bless this situation that Nancy presented to us. It's a terrible situation. And we ask blessings for the women who are suffering through that. But it's not just there. And it's in so many places right now. And other people are trying to push beyond into, well, we don't want to put all those sessions. We don't need that. All we need is God. All we need is God. All we need is the love that we are. And we can begin, we can see the answer. And the answer is love. The answer is tolerance. The answer is peace. What will bring peace? That's a good question for all of us to ask. And we could ask this church, will what you're doing bring peace? I don't think so. We could
just love them.
Yeah, we could ask a lot of troubled areas in life. Is this going to bring peace? And the answer has to be no. It won't bring peace. Because there's nothing in it that can be settled down. It won't bring peace. Let's bring peace, everybody. Bring peace. Bring love.
Everyone in those situations. Everyone involved.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. I wonder what was going on in the blessing last week that this could not be brought up.
Because you had made a presentation that just read right in to the prayer and the blessing. Remember it?
Yeah.
And I just felt the power of it all around me, and I thought, this is not the time. So that's what
I'm glad you brought it up this week, because we can all embrace it with our love. It's gotten
yes.
And it's gotten past quickly, because it's not holy ground.
It's not holy ground. And it holds us all at a lower level. That affects everything when those kinds of issues are allowed to pass without filling that whole situation with God's grace and asking for change that it come about in peace and in love and in recognition of everybody's spiritual connection. Hopefully that time will come sooner the more we pray.
Yes.
And the more we say
yes. Yes. Thank you, Nancy. Very well.
Thank you, Glenn.
God be with you. Now and always. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see, where are we now? We're with Anne.
Hi, Anne. Glenda.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm asking for prayers to go beyond the diagnosis. About a month ago, I got a beginning stage kidney disease diagnosis, and I've been making some pretty big changes in my life since then, and on many levels. And my prayer, hold on one. My prayer is to be able to reverse kidney disease and pre-diabetes, and live life in the fullest. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, and you have my prayer. You have Yeshua's blessing. We see you as whole. We see you as whole. And beginning stage is not so terrible. It's just circumstances kind of traveling around in unfriendly directions, but they can turn around real quick back into the wholeness that you are.
Thank you.
Add love to it. Add faith to it. Just
everything good. Everything good. Goodness to them. Because you are love. You are good. Your kidney is good. And all the functions of your body are good. They are good. And, you know, all of us sometimes get tired. But that doesn't mean our body's wearing out. I'm just adding a little touch of lightness there. All of us get indigestion. It doesn't mean our stomach is wearing out. Sometimes our body just has the right to have symptoms and then reverse those symptoms. As a matter of fact, research into cancer arrived at a stage where pre-cancers could be, or little micro-cancers could be detected easily on a cellular level. What they found is that during our life, we all have many little cancers that the body just kills. So that's like indigestion does not have to become ulcers. You know, the beginning stage of something might just be something your body needs to fix. So let's approach it. Let's approach it with strength. And let's get on with it, guys. Let's fix it. Okay?
Thank you so much. You know, I wanted to mention, and I was thinking as you were saying that you were talking about, like, reaching for God, and I what was really hitting me was this this idea that this is part of me reaching for God and really strengthening myself through this process. And yeah. When you talked about talked about reaching for God, I always think of the Sistine Chapel and that, you know, at the top of it where, God is reaching to man and man's kind of like, looks really kind of wimpy and, you know, here's my hand, God. And God's like really has that strong finger out to, connect with man. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank you for reminding me of these important frequencies of life. Thanks.
Yes. And you can do it because you were created to be that connection with God on earth. And Yeshua came in order to solidify the promise given to all humans of our eventual perfected connection with God. That is the promise. And he came to solidify it. So, you can do it. You can do it. And don't ever lose your faith. Just hold on to your faith and reach. Just reach for God. In whatever way stirs your heart, stirs your soul. And it might be music. It might be reading an instrument. A very inspirational story. It might be, oh, so many things. We love you.
Thank you, Glenda.
We want to see you healed and well and celebrating your recovery.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It sure is. Well, we love you. And
I love you too, and I love the community. Thank you so much.
Live in faith, live in joy, and don't forget the joy. It's a very important part of it. Okay, we're going to see who's next
here.
Okay. Okay, we are. Oh, we have Eva. Hello, Eva.
Hi there. I've had another bout of pain coming up that was really bad. I was getting so much better and feeling so much good about that. And then all of a sudden here it's back again. And so actually I
almost went to emergency the other day. I didn't know what else to do. But then my daughter called somebody that we worked with a long time ago for, and a lot of help that we got from her for healing. And she's able to read the body on the on the phone. And she discovered that my energy was very low, but that she told us what we could do to help it. And so it's very, very slow, but she read me again today and said it's improving, but it's very slow. So it's very difficult for me to wait for this when things are going so slow and I'm feeling so much pain. The pain has gotten some better, however, except last night I didn't. But I just really, I really need help. I have been reaching to Yeshua, but I feel sometimes like he's not helping, but I think that's just me, and I've got to trust that it is there and it will be there, and that's the harder part for me.
Yes, I know.
I need more blood.
Maybe if you don't like one of the lessons you have to go through, which in your case may be patience.
Very much patience, and I'm having trouble finding it. And
I know.
Yeah, I know that. I think about you and think about your pain that you said you had for so long. And finally, Yeshua came with that miracle. And I'm waiting for the miracle, but there's always that but there for me, which I know is not a good thing.
Perhaps you need to have a goal. Right now, it seems like your only goal is to get rid of the pain, which takes you in circles. Perhaps you need to have another goal that is so positive you embrace it with love and passion, but you can't fully do it until this pain is gone.
Right.
That's what worked for me. But, pardon me, I got the hiccups. I was just drinking some water and got the hiccups. But it'll be okay. I had the pain for many months. And I decided I was not going to let it stop my life. With or without it, we were going to do a blessing seminar. We set it up. We got it all planned. We got it all promoted. And so many people were excited to come and be part of it. And I just said to Yeshua, I'm going to do this. Give me strength to hold up. And I don't care how bad the pain is, because this needs to be done. And he said, yes, it does need to be done. The next morning, the pain is gone. So, sometimes, we have just filled the spaces of our life with so much that we don't want, that we haven't made room for that which we do want. When our cup is full of pain, there's no room for joy. So make room for joy, and you may find that the joy will flood some of that pain out.
But how do you do that when you have the pain?
I had the pain, and I just said, I don't care how much pain I have. This has to be done. You have to believe in something enough to make it more important than the pain, Eva. Right now, you're making the pain very important, and I think you're also making it become a proof that you're loved, a proof that you will be shown a miracle. Get on with your life and let life take care of you. You did that with Charlie. You put yourself aside for all those years to take care of Charlie.
Yeah.
And you did a great job of it. You did a great job. And now that Charlie's gone, you're putting your attention on yourself. And that's not working too well, is it?
No, it isn't.
Right. You got to love something more than yourself, because you need to just be the love that you are. But when you cast your love out into the world, it's got to be cast in something or someone else. You got to do that, Eva. You've got to do it. Because whatever that might be, maybe if you love animals, you could become part of rescue work. It doesn't matter if you have pain. And you'd be surprised how much the animals will sense your pain and do something about it.
Mm.
You see, you got to get somebody else as part of your life. You got to get out of the circle you're in. You're in a really bad circle, and then you're impatient with the circle.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just that when I hurt so much, I don't know. I do that too.
I was in a level 9 pain when I couldn't walk, and I was in level 9 screaming pain, and I said, I got to do this anymore. Okay? You can do it. You're bigger than it. And that's how you show that you're bigger than it. Don't let it get you down. Okay?
Yeah.
You are bigger than it, Eva.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm gonna tell you that way until you really get it, because you are. You are. You're a strong woman. I've seen your strength. And now, you're not being that way for yourself. But you got.
Well, I had a lot of emotional pain. But I didn't
I
have
know.
The, I didn't have
well,
the,
I know. I've been there too. I've been there too, Eva. And I'm talking from a woman who's walked on the same path you're on. You gotta be bigger than it is. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm bigger than the pain was for me, and it didn't mean it all went away instantly, but I got on down the road. I found something that needed to be done. Because actually, I'm going to tell you this. When your work on this world is done, God will take you. And you notice He hasn't taken you.
Right.
Because you've got something else to do. Find it, and the pain will go away.
Yeah. I always wanted to write a book, but I never did yet.
Oh, now there's a thought. Do it. Now that should work with your pain. You can just be in a cozy spot and do it.
Yeah.
Start with recording. Do a recording that can translate into the written word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to type. You'd be surprised. You'll begin to get results, and then you can really begin doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, good. Stop acting like a weak woman, because you're not. You're a strong woman. I've seen
you. Well. That, I don't feel that way right now.
I know you don't, but I've seen it, and it's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
And you asked Charlie, am I weak or am I strong? Just send a little prayer upstairs to Charlie. What do you think, Charlie? You think I'm up to this? You think I'm strong?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, woman, are you kidding? I've seen weaker elephants. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good.
And keep those blessings coming. I want the blessings.
Oh, you bet I will. And we love you.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. I mean, I wouldn't want to be here on Sunday without you, Eva. You've been a special part of our life for a long time.
Well, actually, when Charlie first read Love Without End, And then I read it too, and it took me a long time to read that book because it was so, so deep that it was hard to even grasp a lot of it. But the one thing that really impressed me was Love Is Who You Are was in there so many times. And, that was really a wonderful message for the both of us. And we actually talked about the possibility of moving to Sedona to come out there with you and be there. And help
that
with the works in some way.
Oh, that would have been great. Wow.
But that never happened, and instead I had another path to follow.
Okay.
But we always did that work together.
Okay, will you take care of yourself now?
That's what I'm working on some kind of that.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay.
Let's see who's next. We've got Francesca. Hello, dear.
Yes. Hi. I'm so happy to be here with you all. I had some family obligations for a few weeks, and I've missed this call and all of you terribly, so I'm very, very happy to be back this Sunday. And I am asking for a blessing once again for my work situation, for just once again, just to be guided, you know, if Yeshua could really guide me and, you know, every day I go in and do what I can to be the love that I am and just to be guided about choices, you know, various choices that I need to make about, you know, what's currently going on in my workplace, which Yeshua knows about. So thank you.
Okay. Well, just reach, and they will reach back. Okay, that's how it works. Welcome back. By the way, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
We love you. So glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Love you, too. Thank you. Love you all.
All right. Well, we have our last caller, and then we'll get into our blessing. We have Aria. Hello, Aria.
Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. Aria here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome.
Yes. I wanted to just quickly, about Eva, I just wanted to say that I understand because I've had T-A-I-N for a long time, but I just recently was put on a medicine, and it's called low-dose naltrexone, and it seems to be helping me. You know, almost 2 weeks, and it really is helping, slowly but surely, so I wanted to put that out there for her or for anyone with pain. Could I do a,
can,
I, yeah,
can
I
you say it slowly? Can you say it slowly?
Yes,
so they can...
low dose naltrexone, N-A-L. T-R-E-X-O-N-E. It's a compounding thing. It has to be compounded by a special pharmacy. So I wanted to mention that, but I also feel that a lot of it is, you know, trauma, like, you know, Elizabeth, and I totally understood about that. You know, stuff we keep in the body, stuff we hold on to, and we're not even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with that as well. Loss, you know. So all of the above. And when you said, Glenda, to Eva, you know, you are loved and you don't know what it would be like without her. That's what we need. People that have, you know, physical issues sometimes just need to be loved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are of value. We're not just love, we're of value. We're important.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, well, thanks for your comments, Aria. Would you like a blessing?
Yes, please. I would like a blessing for harmony in all my relations and release of any traumas that we're talking about. And I just wrote a quick little prayer, a little poem. May I share it?
Sure.
Okay. We're living in a paradigm, a time of peace and love, thanks to the sacred presence of the Holy Dove. All our cares and worries shall wash away like rain. No more poverty or suffering, no more sickness, no more pain. For the time has come upon us to awaken from the dream. So we must walk through all illusions. Things are not quite as they seem.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Yes. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a blessing. That poem is a blessing. Well, let's all get ready to receive Jesus in Christ, because we enjoyed our community way over time. Guys, it was so good. We really needed each other. We really did. Okay. Well, I would like all of you to just stretch in whatever way you can. If you're in the bed, you can still stretch with your arms and your legs. Move your toes, your feet. Get your body out of a static position into an active position, because you're going to be receiving this blessing as an active flow of energy. Now, it's not the kind of energy that you have to flex muscles to convey. It's such a high frequency, you won't even feel it, but it does need to move through you, which means we need to get our breath moving, our blood moving, whatever body parts we can move, let's do that. You know, just swing your arms, extend your legs if you can, move your, especially whatever you can do to move your spine around, because it's extremely sensitive to the flow of energy. And for those of you who are new, there's nothing you have to do to receive the blessing other than just to receive. And we will ask you to pray during the conveyance of the blessing, so that this shower of energy that's being given to all of us will directly focus upon your personal and specific needs. So let's just take a deep breath, very deep. Expand your diaphragm. Expand your lungs. Okay, hold it for a second. 2 seconds, three. Okay, now release it slowly. And let your shoulders drop into a completely relaxed position until you take the next deep, deep breath, in which you're going to move your shoulders up, your diaphragm down, spread your lungs, and take in a breath of life. This itself will start the flow of energy in your body. And let it be with love and with beauty and grace. Now, we're going to do some gentle breathing, which I hope you will do during the blessing. It's a breathing that you just be mindful of. We're going to exhale to the count of four. And we exhale as a gift of life. We pause to the count of four to allow our gift to be received. And then, to the count of four, we will take a breath in and hold it to the count of four. Continue to repeat this for a few times. I will say my prayer to Yeshua to invite, to reach for us, to reach on behalf of us, to reach on behalf of all that we've prayed for on the earth, in the whole community of humankind, for nature and the animals. We are reaching for all that we hold dear.
beloved Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God, we reach for you. We extend our hand and know that you will take it and hold it. We ask for your blessing, for all things requested, and for things we could not even envision to be requested, that we may move like a symphony together, being the love that we are for one another, accepting and receiving your love for the blessing and the healing it brings us, to reach for the love of God and the love of the Holy Spirit, to bring it into our lives such as we would bring a breath, and then to give it back into life such as we would give a gift, that our lives may be your blessing, and that our lives may fulfill that which our Father, Creator, endowed within us through talents, through possibilities, through human ability, and through faith. We ask specifically for the children that they be loved and held in high regard, for they bring our future. We ask specifically that you feed the hungry, and that you care for the pain and the medical needs of those who suffer, that they may be lifted above their suffering to fulfill their life in whatever measure is yet possible. We ask for those who are ready to exit and return home, that they may first reach for and join with their Creator on this earth, that their life may be fulfilled in glory as they leave, and that they may leave behind a blessing to all they've loved and all who've loved them. Now we ask for those who live in uncertainty, that they may find within themselves the steadfastness of love, to find anything that will anchor their love, that they may rise to the nobility of spirit and possibility that they are. We ask all of this in your holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in conveying the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. But now, you need to finish receiving it. So go lie down. And, I mean, in a bed. Or stretched out on the sofa. Lie down. Slap. And just be. Do not continue your prayer at this point. Do not think thoughts that contain words. Just be a blank slate upon which the blessings of God can be written so that you may receive them in the coming week or even today. But you will receive them according to the will and intentions of God and the timing He has put on the blessings. Now, I wish you a wonderful week for me, a blessed week, and a time of joy and recovery and moving forward with your life, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Much love to all of you, and bye-bye for now.